grace and peace may increase through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we sang and we asked a while ago to make my heart sensitive so that I would notice other people and those troubles, that you would know that I would feel the troubles of my brothers, myself, the children of God have asked for prayers. Many beloved, and let us join in prayer. Holy Father, beloved Heavenly Father, and we believe in your guidance and in your hands, that who have turned to you and have asked for prayers on their behalf. And before we bring these brothers and sisters, and who ask for the prayers of the children of God for themselves and for grandparents and for those that are close to them, so that they would remain believing and that whole family could be together with those who thank the Lord in heaven. And hear those requests of the sisters and brothers who have asked the prayers on the behalf of the children, and for those unbeliever friends and relatives, so that they would receive the grace of repentance, and give to a young sister strength to she could with psychiatric she could preserve good relations with her, and that God would protect her in faith until the end with her mental diseases. And give your help to the sister who has had difficulties for a long time, and so that those difficulties would be helped and that everyone would be preserved in faith of those who are close to her. And bless the work of the gospel and give to your servants the right words, and this we also want to ask. And you hear and you see those prayers which arise from their hearts, who have financial difficulties or other reasons, and who have had difficulty or impossible to come to these summer services, and comfort and refresh them, give them strength to for life and for the endeavor of faith. The Heavenly Father, we thank Thee of that love and care. Give us strong belief in this and trust that You are with us every day. And may Thy will be done. Amen. With that request, that has come from your hearts to the Heavenly Father, let us move for a moment to for a familiar place in the Word of God, which is written in the letter to the Romans, chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have spoken a great deal about the kingdom of God, but we stop again at this matter, a small narrow portion that we ask that the Heavenly Father would open and to reveal unto us, everyone that is listening, the beauty of the kingdom of God. When our Savior lived upon this earth, he preached and proclaimed that the kingdom of God is near you. Repent and believe in the gospel. There was his news, that's the core of his news, to call people together to live with God in his kingdom. The Savior, he addressed that request in many words and in many ways. He spoke, "Come unto me, all ye that are tired and laden with burdens, I will give thee hope." And to others said, "Come and follow me, and come and proclaim the kingdom of God." He proclaimed also, believe in me that my Father has sent me, and again and yet, and to those who thirst, come unto the waters, come and eat and drink for free that wine and milk. And sometimes very simply he approached a sinful person, perhaps someone that has not been successful, and said that your sins are forgiven you. Go on to peace. The Savior called people into the kingdom of God, away from that evil kingdom, and away from the slavery of sin, and to partake in everlasting life. And the central theme in his proclamation was the proclamation of forgiveness of sins,